So we're going to start with this session of the PhD students that are going to present their ongoing research. So we're going to have four students, Mireia Pascual, Natalia Beltran, Breno Menini, and Luisa Diaz. Two of them are going to refer to Calonge. So the ones that are joining tomorrow for the field trip, we are preparing the floor for tomorrow. So we're going to start with this diagnosis of the wine tourism potential of Calonge San Antoni. So Mireia,
So good afternoon. So good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mireia Pascual, and last year I presented this thesis that I will present you today. The main theme is the diagnosis and the wine tourist potential of Calonge San Antoni destination. In this presentation, we will make a brief introduction to the destination, the objectives and the methodology that we used, as well as the analysis of the existing literature. Then we will do a SWOT analysis and see what is the current infrastructure and what would be needed in order to convert this destination into a wine tourist one. And finally, we will see the proposals for improvement that were proposed to the destination. So Calonge San Antoni is a municipality located in the Baix Empordà area in the Costa Brava of Catalunya. It has a total population of 11,000 inhabitants, and it includes two parts: a medieval village that is located in a small hill called Calonge, and another part that is located in the coastal area of the beach, which is San Antoni. They are separated for a county road of approximately 4 kilometers. From the 1960s, Calonge San Antoni and their population make a big change into the tourist area and became an important destination in the Costa Brava. It's currently positioned as a family destination because there are no nightclubs in the whole town. And the sun and beach tourism is also another big important segment for this destination. So while we were doing the first research, we realized that in Spain, we have 67 wine growing regions and only 27 of them they have been researched. Mostly of this work has been done by the DOs itself and then from the wineries. And if we refer it to Catalonia, we realized that only the papers that they were published, they are only about the grape varieties, a little bit of them, of the papers they were about marketing and some few master theses about the wine tourism like this one. So the objectives of our research is that the wine tourism is a complement for the destination. And these wine tourism exist through the wineries and the farm houses. So we think that there is a potential wine tourism area that is very large. And in Calonge and San Antoni, they exist two different ways to produce wine. We have some wineries that they are under the Denominació d'Origen umbrella, and some others that they are farm houses that they produce wines. So these farm houses, they have crops. In the crops, they have grape and they produce the wine. So it's more B2C sales. The methodology that we use for making this thesis was a qualitative method. So we interviewed the wineries, 7 wineries and farm houses that have 3 requirements. So that they still produce wine, that they make direct sales, and they do wine tourism activities. The 4 farm houses was Mas Molla, the one that we're gonna visit tomorrow in Calonge, Mas Pont Joan, Celler Pere Clara i Calàbia. And then we have 3 wineries that they are in the Denominació d'Origen, that are Celler Mas Eugeni, Celler Vinídic i Clos d'Agon. So to analyze the type of wine tourists, we use the study of Charters and Alinei that is entitled Who is the Wine Tourist? That analyze the type of wine tourist segmented into four different types. We have the wine novice, that this segment starts in the world of wine and has no knowledge and previous education. They maybe have been in a winery, but the main motivation of the trip is not the wine. They prefer maybe a small tour or a tasting than the visiting the winery itself. Then we have the wine interested, that this one, that this type of tourists, they have been previously attend to visits, but they have no experience in wine education. Then we have the connoisseur that has interest and knowledge and some specific studies. But although the motivation of the trip is not from the world of wine, they recognize the different wine producing areas and they attend to visits and tastings. And finally, we have the wine lover, that it has a higher specific degree of education in the world of wine and have previously attended to courses, tasting, and they have seen documentaries. The main reason for the trip for this group is just the wine. So with all this information, we extract a profile of the wine tourist thanks to the ACEBIN, that is the Spanish Association of the Wine Cities, that every year extract information about this type of tourist. Right now, in the Catalan territory, there are only two regions that they are part of this ACEBIN. One is Penedès, it's located in the southern part of Catalonia. And then we have also in Lleida, the Costes del Segre area. Ah, vale. Okay. So as we can see from the data, the wine tourist visitors, they usually arrive in pairs or in group of friends, the approximately between 36 to 45 years old, mostly women, and they are mostly from Spain. They usually organize the trip through internet, so having the website updated, it's really important for them. Mostly of them, they are wine novice, so they are starting into the world of wine. And it's very interesting also to realize that the expense of a wine tourist is highly compared to some other type of tourist, because they usually spend around 160 euros per day, including accommodation, food, tastings, and also buying the wine. And the activities that they are related, that they love, is obviously the winery visit, but they also love to visit the destination, to try the local food, they do the wine tasting, and also purchase some of these wines. So in Calonge San Antoni, we realized that there are a few problems. So right now, the wine tourism is just a complement of the destination. It's not their main focus. And then we have that the wineries that they are in the Dominació d'Origen, they have the marketing through the patronat, but the farmhouses and the smaller wineries that they are not in the Dominació d'Origen, they have no marketing at all. They have to do it by themselves. So with a SWOT analysis, we can see that Calonge San Antoni, it has very important strength as number of tourist arrivals, proposals, and activities for the family tourism. It also have a unique environment. They have local grape varieties. They have a type of winemaking that is very different from others. And the opportunities that has the destination is to create new jobs and maybe even help to extend the summer season. De-seasonalize the summer tourism. So maybe with an investment of time and financial resources, they can create and they can convert into this wine destination. For the infrastructure, we referred to the book, The Tourism Around the World by Hall, Sharpers, Canborn, and Machonis, made in 2004. And in the specific case of France, for example, there are five tourist infrastructures that they are very much appreciated, like the opening cellars with wine tasting areas, a visitor center, a wine museum, a wine route, and then events related to the world of wine. So the current situation with this infrastructure is that right now in Calonge y San Antoni, we have a website with information, a little bit of information about the wine, a restaurant list and a small event calendar, and they do also offer a walking tour, and the wineries, they have a very limited offer because some of them that they are farmhouses, they don't even have even websites. So there is a lack of information in here. When we connect to the website of Calonge San Antoni, we realize that they have an interactive map. They have some, as we said, some information about the wine, but this website hasn't been updated for the last 5 years. So there is lots of information that is still missing. If we compare this region to another one in Catalonia, that it's Priorat, that it's a mature wine destination, we realize that they have an engine where you can update and you can research your winery visit compared to the Calonge San Antoni. So it would be interesting even for them to add this kind of information into their website. So right now we have in Calonge an amount of 24 wineries and farmhouses. The 41% of them, they are still not producing, so they are losing the tradition. And only the 12% is the wineries that are in the DO, a 16% that they are farmhouses. And the other 30% almost are farmhouses that they produce, that they have vineyards, but they don't bottle. So they only offer bulk wine. So it's not, this is not the target that we are looking for. So finally, we create some proposals to improve this destination. So the first three of them are very expensive and they need to be done by the city government, like create a visitor center or a specialized wine store that could be inside of the visitor center, and obviously improve the website. Then we realized that there is a lack of information between the wineries and restaurants. So during the pandemics, the wineries realized that many people from the Calonge San Antoni, they don't even knew that there were wineries in Calonge. So an important thing could be that maybe these wineries, they can create their catalog with information about prices and all the wines that they have and go directly to sell it to the restaurants. So that makes sense because the restaurants can be proud to have the wines from the local destination in their wine list. Also, we thought about creating a special badge for the restaurants. Sometimes when you go inside the restaurant, you have the badge of the TripAdvisor review, if you are in the Michelin guide or whatever. So it can be also interesting to have a special badge if you have wines from the same region in your wine list. So this maybe will help and boost the sales of these restaurants. Another improvement was make a photo contest in Instagram. So create a special hashtag. So if the restaurant has the wines from the region and the restaurant sells directly to the final client, they can upload a photo with a hashtag. And then the price could be a winery visit for free for the client. So all of the proposals, they were more related into the wine area. As for example, renewing the winery signs. Right now, all the signs that they for the wineries, they are in different size, different letters, etc. So they can maybe create with a small budget, and this will make sense of unity in the destination. And then finally, the last proposal is that my thesis was done by summer 2021, and the last proposal was creating activities together. So by fall last year, they decided to create a kind of a day that it's that was called a conference called a Slow Tourism, in order that some private companies, they meet the winemakers and they can create activities all together. So it's interesting because we sent this thesis to the government in Calonge and they realized that there were some interesting proposals that they can be implemented into the destination. So they make this one. Following the action plan, we created also a timetable a little bit with all the proposals. And some of the proposals, they are they will need a longer implementation because it's way much more expensive, but some others, they can be repeated over the years. As a conclusion, we realized that for the destination, if we implement some of those proposals, will help to create new jobs, to create a business opportunity, and also to help to de-seasonalize the touristic market, to attract this touristic gap, like the wine tourists, and offer improvement. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Maria. For the four students up there, I want to apologize profusely for the Atlas delegates for being so late.
There was much eating and drinking going on, which we thoroughly enjoyed, and unfortunately we got a bit late, so stand us up. What do we do?
It was mine, it was touching.
Oh, on again, yeah. All right. So I want to thank you very much for your very interesting talk on wine tourism and your options of how to improve the area and get more tourists in and grow the different diversity around there. And I'd invite members of the audience now, if you have any questions, to put them forward now. Thank you.
Right, go ahead, yeah.
Do we have to come up and ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
You were very interestingly focusing at the business center as a kind of way to promote wine tourism. What will the business model of a business center be as far as we were concerned? What ingredients, how will the business center make enough money to support itself?
When we were thinking about this visitor center, is that there exist lots of wine museums, and what it makes special Calonge San Antoni is that they have these farmhouses that they still use these traditional machines and these traditional grape varieties. So making this visitor center will help not only the wine tourists but also some other tourists that they arrive to the destination to know about that. So right now there is a very few information only in the tourist office where they can give you a brochure. So tomorrow you will see that. And we think that it can be interesting. Having this specialized store maybe could be interesting to have it inside the visitor center. So everyone arriving to the visitor center or the tourist office, they can refer them to go to this place where they can learn about that, and they can just make this shop. So maybe an entrance fee, or maybe doing some other activities related into the wine industry can be also helpful to engage and make this money. So. Yeah, the idea is that the people, they have to pay the ticket, a small fee, but yes, it could be not as a wine museum, but yes, as a visitor area, but with a cheaper fee, with a cheaper, because we realized also that in the Catalan region, there are only two museums that they are specialized in wine. Some others, they are private companies, for example, wineries, that they have their own museum inside. So this could be something way much more open to a wide range of clients or tourists that they arrive, but yes, paying a fee for sure. It's the only way.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Maria, for your interesting talk.